Page 67, Listening to the Hand. Try the following exercise using your dominant hand first. Then give yourself a couple of days before trying the second hand. Lie comfortably on your back. You can have your legs long, your knees bent, or even prop your legs up on a bolster. If it's not possible to lie on your back, sit with your dominant elbow on a desk or some cushions in your lap. If you are lying down, make sure that your head is comfortable, not too high or too low. If you need a support for your head, take a moment now to get a little pillow. Bring your dominant arm horizontally out to the side on the floor so that it is at a 90-degree angle from your torso. Now, bend the arm so that your forearm is in the air at a 90-degree angle from your upper arm. Your palm is facing downward towards your toes. Your fingers are vertical. Now let your hand relax and just notice, where is your hand in relation to the forearm? Are the fingers pointing to the ceiling, or is the wrist relaxed with the fingers drooping to the floor? Very, very slowly begin moving your hand. If your hands are reaching skyward, slowly let them melt. Let the wrist droop. If your fingers are already drooping, slowly, slowly let them curl upward, bringing your palm to face the front. Repeat this movement several times. Go extremely slowly so that you can feel where your hand moves slowly and where the hand wants to jump and skip to another part of the movement. It's almost as if your hand is melting or sinking into some thick, warm oil. Notice what it feels like as you slowly uncurl and curl your fingers. Do the fingers separate? Are they touching each other? Notice your breathing, what you feel in your neck and your shoulder blades. After you've done this movement about 10 times, rest by putting your arm down by your side. Bring your arm back to the same position. This time, let your wrist droop down, your fingers pointing downward. Begin to move your index finger around by itself. Just feel what it's like to separately move the finger. And then your middle finger. Your ring finger. Notice which fingers separate easily, where they move, the quality of the movement. Now try your pinky. And your thumb. Leave the exploration of the fingers and slowly begin to turn your hand so that your fingers point once to you and once away from you, side to side, as if your hand was gently being blown by a breeze. Notice how far your hand can turn easily in each direction. Don't strain, just notice. And rest. Resume the same position and let your wrist droop down again. Slowly, bring the tip of your pinky to touch the tip of your thumb and repeat this several times. How does it feel to touch your thumb? Now try it the other way. Bring the tip of your thumb over to touch your pinky. How is that different from the pinky touching the thumb? Or is it exactly the same? What do the other three fingers do? Are they bent or straight, separate or together? Now slowly, keeping the thumb and pinky connected, try bending and straightening the three fingers. Keeping the thumb and pinky connected, now bring the hand to vertical and continue bending and straightening the other three fingers. Rest. Notice what this arm feels like in comparison to the other arm. Sense each hand. Roll to your side, come to sitting, and then to standing, and see if anything attracts your attention as being different. What's it like to reach with the arm that was just working, and then reach with the other arm? Sense the length of your arms. Learning to study the tension in your hands and listening to how they echo in your shoulders and back can be a revelation. It can change how you reach, write, shrug, and more. You actually may find that the world is truly at your fingertips.